week. Maybe we can get a few words here.
Well, it's wonderful to be here. I give it that. And just a few words in one, summing it up in a bunch. No, it's magnificent, actually. I really enjoyed it. Anyway, my name, you know me as Chris Chen Ming Li. I drive a little purple micro circus around the country and play around, chasing around on that, you know, New World Order tour thing and trying to overthrow the emperor and all those good old things that we play to do with our music and the tools of our trades. It's a beautiful thing. And I really do appreciate, like, the opportunity that you've afforded me. This is terrific. A lot of fun.
Well, that's what we offer here at the Mud. A facilitation of input. So we had a lot of input from Chris, in fact. I guess it was from about 10 until 4 in the morning.
It was like 6 hours.
six and a half hours, something like that. Which is in the background right here, with the help of various pieces of electronic gear.
Oh, we had this place loaded.
Yes.
There's no question about that. It was, like, really cool. Come in, Julia Butterfly's leaving the fundraiser there, and we're, like, going to load in all this gear. It's just, like, mind-numbing amount of gear. And we loaded it up, set it up in just about, what, 40 minutes or something like that. Ran it on the fly.
Yes. So, where did you come from?
Well, from, you know, I've been traveling around the country a lot. I've been doing a lot of work down in San Diego, and I kind of hail from an area called Tacoma Park, Maryland, which is the top of Washington, D.C., like right at the center and top of Washington, D.C. border. So I get to hang out and watch a lot of what goes on, you know, and you know, it's a very interesting world, I gotta admit. And so, at a certain point in time, it was just a good time to travel. I also had some personal experiences that had to keep me moving. And so, then went and run around, went up to the Rainbow Gathering, down to the Oregon Country Fair, and ended up tucking into the woods up here, and wonderful redwoods. That itself has been a magnificent thing, sitting back. Have fresh water. You know, this is the only place in the country where you can find fresh water. It's terrible. Anyway, but I have great fresh water, and that's one of the few necessities of life for me. And you got the solar rig, and, you know, sit back, make some music out in the forest, kick back, enjoy the company that you run into in the most interesting places. You know?
Yes. We're all lucky to be here to have this little jewel of a radio station to sort of exercise our individuality, shall we say?
Truly.
Yes, truly.
But, yeah, I dropped off a few of the Universe CDs here at the station to help with the fun drive and such like that. And
you can still get one, by the way.
Yeah, they're still.
Yes, yes, you can.
And, now I'm pushing towards, well, maybe even a possible little, well, there may be a possible opportunity to do another benefit for a thing in San Diego. So I may end up doing a little work across. I want this place to learn about K-Mud and the style of community activity that K-Mud provides, because the down there in San Diego, I mean, they may have a lot of influence and money and things like that, but they don't really have a lot of, you know, well-developed guidance and, you know, their understanding and stuff. But there's a group down there, the Wildlife Animal Rescue League, I think it is. Possibly do a benefit show for them. So that might be the next project or something.
Well, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, like the great. You know, because if people understood, like in every community across the country, you don't have a station like this. You don't have the amount of communication. The people don't know what they're options are. They don't know who a potential candidate or anything is in their neighborhood. They just get a bunch of blank names with big signs in yards. What do they know? They don't know who these people are. And in this area, Humboldt, you know your people. You know who you are.
Yes, it's an information network. Or actually, more just like a network. Not just information, of course.
Oh.
Massive amount of music, also.
Yay, do it again!
Well, let's see, I do have a... Oh, I think that's the cut. It's starting out right here.
Do it again!
I didn't even have to find it here. Well, Chris wanted to hear the one where the guy's talking about doing it again and get it and all that kind of stuff, so...
You can just feel it building in the background there, It's getting powerful and, you can feel the vibe growing.
So, any personal plans of yours?
Oh, wow. Personal plans? Nope.
Okay.
Just develop my arts, and that's a beautiful thing. I love to, do the artistic development. That's a constant,
He does it all, folks. Let me tell you.
From martial arts, all kinds of music, all those kinds of instruments I can find, just about anything I can find to develop my, or expand my consciousness, to, reach out with my mind and reach to you, the listening audience. No.
Well, I'm sure that Chris will be on here again with a full rapport of instruments and noisemakers, etc. I'll bet. Is that right?
Oh, you know it.
Oh, good.
Carry them all the time, ready. Yeah. Ready and willing. And some upcoming events, maybe I can maybe even squeeze into those. That would be great. Maybe we could get some public exposure and say hi. Besides driving by.
Yeah, yes. So, would you like to leave a contact point?
Well, I do have the Universe CDs. It's universe_CDs@hotmail contact. Yeah, Universe CDs with the underscore at Hotmail. And that's about my only contact, really. Purple Micro Bus near you,
Yes, yes, well, local, as you can tell.
Yeah.
So, maybe we get into hearing this cut here.
Yeah! Yeah! Do it again!
Dig it! Dig it!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
5 feet. This is infinite space. Could you tell? I bet you could tell.